Historian and author Randall Hansen is a lucky man. That's because of the title of one of his books. Here, we'll have him say it for you.
Fire and Fury, the Allied Bombing of Germany.
Fire and Fury, that's the lucky part. It's the same as the name of the Michael Wolff book that came out last week about the Trump White House.
Randall Hansen's Fire and Fury was published in the U.S. in 2009. People were still buying it from time to time. And then he went online to check on sales last Friday.
And saw that I had moved from very, very low sales into three bestseller lists.
Friday was the same day the other Fire and Fury came out. That, of course, was a book criticizing President Trump. So people were not paying attention to what they were putting in their Amazon carts.
Hansen believes that his Fire and Fury book is still relevant. He notes that President Trump used that phrase, Fire and Fury, when he threatened North Korea last year.
My book is about what Fire and Fury actually looks like on the ground. And if people read my book and think about what war actually is, that could have a positive effect.
Hansen, who lives in Canada, says supplies of his book have now sold out. He says he has not yet read Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury.
It only came out in Toronto yesterday, and I can't face these chaotic lines in the bookstores.
So he's ordered it online. He ordered the right one and is enjoying the fact that others haven't.
I feel extraordinarily lucky, and I'm tempted to buy Wolff a bottle of champagne.
It's Randall Hansen, author of The Other Fire and Fury.